neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The time that the Mishkan was commanded to be started, there is a difference of opinion between Moshe ben Aaron Shalom and Bezalel, because we see the way that Moshe ben Aaron Shalom commanded to build the Mishkan. He told Bezalel to start the vessels, the kelim, shulchan, menorah, and so on. But Bezalel said, no, you have to make the Mishkan and then make the vessels. You follow what happened? What's the difference which one is made first? What's the difference? Do you buy the furniture first or you build the house? Yeah? So why Moshe ben Aaron Shalom is telling Bezalel, make the furniture first?
Just like they buy the clothes for the baby before he arrives or she arrives.
Which one you should do?
The furniture?
So where are you going to put it? You're going to put it in a suite?
The storage.
Put it in storage? But it's not logical to make the house and then buy the furniture, no?
Yeah.
So why Moshe ben Aaron Shalom is telling Bezalel to make the vessels first?
The other one would be
Mishkan. Yeah, this is all one plan. But which one you make first? Mishkan. So Bezalel told Moshe to make the Mishkan first. But Moshe is telling Bezalel to make the vessel first. And then Moshe ben Aaron Shalom is telling Bezalel, Chazak Baruch, because Bezalel tzel means shadow. You have the shadow of Hashem, you're very chacham, because he went against the command of Moshe ben Aaron Shalom. Moshe ben Aaron Shalom said, make the vessel first. He said, no, that cannot be. You have to make the dwelling first, make the shelter first, that is Mishkan, and then you make the vessels. So what is going on here? What's the discussion?
They're both right.
No, but Moshe agreed to Bezalel. So that's how it was done. Bezalel made the Mishkan and then they made the vessels. So here, it's a very important message. And that is, you know, you see people come to Bet Knesset. You see people come to Bet Knesset?
Yes.
Sometimes three times a day, twice, once a week. You see people once a week. They come. What do you do when they come to Bet Knesset? What do they do?
They think of Israel.
Praise Hashem.
They do tefillah. It's called tefillah, prayer. Or, like they come early, without a shame, they learn some Torah. Or they sell later for the shiur. Right? So now, here, the question is, how do you do your tefillah? How do you do learning Torah? How do you read your tehillim? Right? These are all vessels. Right? Moshe ben Aaron Shalom said, make the vessel. He said, no, you have to make a Mishkan. What does it mean to make a Mishkan? So now, here, let's say you come to Beit Knesset, doing tefillah, and you're sleeping. Sleep. Or when you do your tefillah, you're down, you're depressed, you cannot focus. When you learn the Torah, you cannot wait to leave. Your mind yet, you know, for excuse you to leave. So what did you do? Nothing. That's the discussion here. That means the vessels that you do, if your intention, your shelter, it's not covered, it's not worth anything. If you're under stress, if you worry, if your system is down, depressed, you're not happy, doesn't worth anything. So that's the discussion that is going on here. Shabram Shalom says, make the vessel. So no. It's not going to work because you need the Mishkan. You have to have the Mishkan. So that means if you don't understand the concept of the tefillah, learning, reading Tehillim, and you saw into yourself, you damn to the tefillah, it's not going to do anything. You're learning Torah, it's not going to do anything. It's like you leave the furniture out in the street. So the rain, when it comes, it's going to happen to the furniture. What's going to happen? Huh? Going to get wrong. You bought mobile steel and you're sleeping. So what's it going to do? You understand? You need a mishkan. What is a mishkan? You have to be full of excitement. You be happy. You're serving Hashem. You have to be proud to be a Yehudi. See, people, when they come to Beit Knesset sometimes, not always, you know, happens like once in 1,000 years. They think, you know, about their work, their business, you know, their payment, it's end of the month, mortgages, you know, income. But it's very interesting, when they go to work, they never think about Beit Knesset.
I don't know this.
It's very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, you have good friends. So now here is a very interesting insight that you can learn the best lesson from hard liquor, not to drink it. You can learn very, very powerful lesson from tequila and vodka. You know, it's interesting, when you put the tequila and vodka in the freezer, what's going to happen to it?
They don't freeze.
They don't freeze. How did you know that? Isn't that something? That the freezer, the cold freezing, doesn't affect the hot liquor. Why? Why?
Hashem told the liquor not...
Chazak Baruch, because...
You.
Because the hard liquor is full of fire. Full of fire! So now, what with that freezing is going on? So go away! I'm full of ash, full of fire. It doesn't affect it. Yeah. See what a beautiful lesson it is? So that means if you are full of fire, no matter what goes around you, doesn't affect you. That means if you realize, you know, when you say Baruch Shalah Asani Goy in the morning, I'm a Yehudi, I'm Segula, I have to be proud. I have such a privilege to serve Ribono Shel Olam. So excited to come to pray to Ribono Shel Olam, Litpalet, to learn Torah. Nothing in the world can, Chas v'Shalom, put you down, make you upset, make you depressed. Why? Because you are the tequila in the freezer. Nothing can get to you. And that's what exactly the discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom and Bezalel. Bezalel, Alav Shalom said, no, you make all of these vessels, you make the Shulchan. You make the menorah, you make the mizbeach, but they're out there. What does it mean? There's no excitement there. There's no joy there. You don't see any smile. You know, everybody's sleeping. Sleeping. How could be such a thing? And that's what Shalom agreed to Bezalel. Yes. You make all of these things. You do your tefillah. You learn Torah. But if you don't have the excitement, what is it worth? And that's what exactly... We have to remind ourselves, am I happy? You have to check yourself. Am I smiling? Am I smiling enough? Am I happy enough? That's what you have to constantly evaluate yourself. And it's a must. Because all this beautiful furniture without a shelter, what's going to do? It's going to be ruined. And that's what exactly we have to keep reminding ourselves. Hashem Yizakenu, without a shame. Make a beautiful mishkan and our tefillah yem elubad v'ratzon. Koyel ha'nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koyel ha'nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koyel ha'nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koyel ha'nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.